Chapter 14, The Shape of His Shadow. You appear to be enjoying the steak, Ambassador Palpatine.
Exquisite, he said,
holding her gaze for a fraction longer than might have been called for. Working on her third glass of wine since dinner began, she interpreted his ready smile as permission to turn fully toward him. Not too gamey?
Scarcely a trace of the wild.
A dark-haired human beauty with big blue eyes, she was attached in some way to the Ariadne consulate on Malastar, host of the gala at which the Dug winners of the Vinta Harvest Classic were being feted.
Are you on Malastar for business or pleasure? As luck would have it, both,
Palpatine said, patting his lips with a napkin.
Kinmen Doriana and I are members of Senator Kim's party.
He indicated the clean-shaven, slightly balding young man in the adjacent seat.
Charmed, the woman said.
Doriana smiled broadly.
You're not kidding.
Her gaze moved to the neighboring table where Vida Kim sat with members of the Grand Protectorate and politicians from nearby Sullust, Docknell, and Sluis Van.
Senator Kim is the tall one with the quaint beard?
No, he's the one with the three eye stalks, Doriana said. The woman blinked, then laughed with him.
A friend of mine was asking about Senator Kim earlier.
Is he married?
For many years, and happily, Palpatine told her.
And you?
She said, turning to him again.
Frequent travel forbids it.
She watched him over the rim of the wine glass.
Married to politics, is that it?
To the work, he said.
To the work, Doriana said, raising his glass in a toast.
Just 28, Palpatine wore his reddish hair long, in the tradition of Naboo statesmen, and dressed impeccably. Many who encountered the ambassador described him as an articulate, charismatic young man of refined taste and quiet strength. A good listener, even-tempered, politically astute, astonishingly well-informed for someone who had only been in the game for 7 years, a patrician at a time when few could claim the title, and destined to go far. Well-traveled, too, courtesy of his position as Naboo's ambassador at large, but also as the sole surviving heir to the wealth of House Palpatine. Long recovered from the tragedy that had struck his family more than a decade earlier, but perhaps as a result of being orphaned at 17, something of a loner, a man whose love of periodic solitude hinted at a hidden side to his personality.
Tell me, Ambassador, she said as she set her glass down. Are you one of those men with a friend in every spaceport?
I'm always eager to make friends,
Palpatine said in a low monotone that brought sudden color to her face.
We're alike in that way.
Taking her glossy lower lip between her teeth, she reached for her wine glass once more.
Are you perhaps a Jedi mind reader, disguised in ambassadorial robes?
Anything but.
I've often wondered whether they have secret relationships, she said in a conspiratorial voice, gallivanting around the galaxy, using the Force to seduce innocent beings.
I wouldn't know, but I sincerely doubt it, Palpatine said.